You're listening to Sister Stargazers, celestial and terrestrial observations and advice from two real-life sisters.
Welcome, fellow stargazers. Your sisters are in the house. Hi, Jude.
Hey, Sarah. How's it going?
It's going well. It's exciting. It's eclipse number two week.
Yeah, we're in the season of the eclipses.
Yeah, specifically, this is episode 86. We're looking at roughly Sunday, April 30th through Saturday, May 6th. Happy May, everyone. And a lot going on. We've got a lot of quincunx, as you said. We're going to read some Sabian symbols. Let's go. Where do you want to start?
Yeah, well, we can just kind of starting on Sunday with the opening of the week, which is a quiet day, thankfully.
Yes.
Sunday the 30th is moon is in Virgo, and it makes an aspect to Saturn, an opposition to Saturn, early in the morning of Sunday the 30th. And so take time and patience with yourself. There may be a sense, especially these 2 weeks with this eclipse energy, from the new moon on the 20th to this May 5th full moon, there might have been changes that you've been trying to integrate. And this weekend with the moon in Virgo has you kind of going through lists and making sure that things have been checked off and you've gotten through them. But there's also this cautionary note with Saturn to really have some patience right now with yourself. And especially as you kind of come out of this new moon going into this full moon, there might be a sense of frustration that things aren't happening fast enough, or that there's a process of release going on. That's the other thing that was also started at the new moon on the 20th, and then processing through these 2 weeks into this full moon on the 5th. Now, there's a lot going on in terms of aspects to the moon this week, as well as a few hardy aspects to the outer planets from the personal planets. But what I want to really give folks a heads up about is that Friday, the 5th of May, is the traditional Beltane.
Yep.
So it's the cross-quarter day between late winter and early summer, basically.
Yeah.
So it's kind of this highlight of spring in the Northern Hemisphere. So right now we're in this phase of the trees between being bare and being fully leafed, which is really amazing because I'm watching them go from being like this lavender gray to now being almost like this really pale, vibrant, but pale green.
Yep.
And it's not full. Nothing's full yet.
No.
But that's the sense. As we move through the week, circumstances, experiences may be building.
Mm.
And the quincunxes, the moon moving through Virgo and then Libra and then getting to Scorpio, will be making aspects. So in Virgo, it's going to be making aspects to Neptune, and then shifting over, it's going to be making these quincunxes to every planet in Aries right now. And there's a lot of them. There's Eris, there's Jupiter, there's Chiron. So all of those big outer planets are going to get a hit from the moon that isn't, it's an awkwardness. You know, there's something that's like, it's not a full-on opposition where you can actually identify something that you can work on or meet halfway.
Right.
A quincunx is something that isn't quite a trine, and it's not quite an opposition. So it's halfway between those two aspects, a trine being very easy and beneficial. You can see the goodness. You can see the benefit.
Yeah.
The quincunx is like you can see the benefit, but you can't quite get there. So there's that. That's going on all through this week. And then there's the actual eclipse itself, which is a south node lunar eclipse. And it might be a closing point for something in your life. And you want to look to where Scorpio, the house that Scorpio rules in your natal chart, so that you can get an idea of what that might be.
Yeah.
There's a lot of places where this moon could be influencing you. It will be, again, a releasing process that will be highlighted because it is a full moon, which is often a kind of a crescendo building up to an experience. And then the moon releases the light of the sun as it moves out.
And just as a logistical point, for those of us in North America, this actually isn't going to be a visible eclipse. It looks like it's happening similar to the last solar eclipse. Western Australia, looks like maybe India, Asia. It's not going to be a North American hemisphere visual sight, but the energy of it will certainly be influencing.
Yes, it doesn't hit North or South America at all, but it's a kind of a big swath between Spain,
yep,
almost all of Europe, China, Russia, India, Africa, Australia.
Ah, yes, yep.
Yeah, it's influencing a different part of the globe for sure.
Okay.
On Monday, May 1st, with the moon in Virgo, Pluto goes retrograde. So Pluto has hovered right over across the line into Aquarius at 0 degrees. And that happened late March. But as of May 1, Pluto will station and begin to back into Capricorn.
Okay.
So this is, again, kind of a reference back to late in the year, last year.
Yeah.
You know, some of the issues that were going on then with banking, housing, government, healthcare, schools, like all of these have not gone away. But what we may see is that they, over the next few months, are instead highlighted or intensified.
Hmm.
The sun will make a conjunction to Mercury. So this is a good time. So the sun is in Taurus. Mercury is a part of its retrograde, is backing up into the sun, they're making a conjunction. So this empowers speech, it empowers announcements. It's an auspicious time for communicating and writing, for asserting yourself with clarity. And there might be something to that because Mars is also out of bounds.
Right.
In Cancer. So there's this heightened sense of protection.
Right.
And there still is the potential for like rashness in terms of overreacting and defensiveness in terms of personal space or personal sense of being personally attacked, or your tribe or your family being personally, you know, not so much attacked, but the sense that it's over exaggerated, this sense that you have to stand up for your family, stand
okay
up for your tribe, stand up for what you believe in, stand up for your country. That's a cautionary note, especially with the sun conjunct Mercury. There might be occasions where that kind of flare up to be proactive and super defensive might be a potential.
Okay.
The moon will also oppose Neptune. So Neptune's in Pisces, the moon's in Virgo. This gives you this kind of out of sorts feeling that, you know, you want to be all dreamy and relaxed because the moon is making an aspect to Neptune. But at the same time, it's the moon in Virgo, and
yeah,
it's like wants to get things done. It wants to check stuff off of its list. So if you find yourself, you know, looking out the window for a few minutes, just zoned out, don't be surprised.
Yeah, don't be so hard on yourself.
Exactly. While your list is sitting right in front of you,
yeah,
you know, or it's on your phone or wherever it is, and
right,
it's like staring you in the face, and then you're kind of like, oh, but it looks so nice out there, and the trees are so pretty. And
take your list outside with you. Go to,
exactly,
split the difference.
Good. That's a good way to settle that. So here's where things start to get a little squirrely.
Okay.
On Monday, with the moon in Virgo, it makes a quincunx to Jupiter. On Tuesday, the moon enters Libra, it makes a trine to Pluto, but then it makes a quincunx to Saturn.
Okay.
And then the moon also makes a quincunx to Mercury. So we have this, again, this kind of think before you speak, be patient, truth will be revealed with the moon trine Pluto. And then also with the moon quincunx Jupiter, it's time to show some restraint. So these are all kind of aspects of like holding back.
Yep.
Holding back a little bit, even though we want to express ourselves, we might want to be like really vocal because the sun is conjunct Mercury, right? I just want to caution everybody to just hold your horses, kind of hold back a little bit. And when I'm working with kids and I say, hold your horses, they're like, what does that mean? Hold your horses. I don't have any horses to hold. And it's like just this metaphor of having all the reins in your hand of like a team.
Yes. Yep.
Right. And you're managing a team of horses, and that can be your will, your sense of expression, your sense of being agitated.
Righteousness.
Yeah. Because when the moon, when the moon makes a quincunx to Jupiter, it's also making a quincunx to Eris.
Yeah. Yeah.
So big feelings of discord and self-righteousness, or even wanting to correct and make right of, you know, wrong. Mm-hmm. So I just want, even saying that, I just want to just breathe, you know,
just because, take it in, write it in your journal, make a note for a better opportunity to do that.
And I think it's really good that if you could, you know, if you get an annoying email from someone, don't respond.
Yep.
I mean, that's like, this kind of astrology is the worst astrology for immediately responding to an email. You'll be sorry.
Okay.
So if you can just hold back, even though you're raging inside and you want to just...
I'm going to put that sticky note on my laptop right now. May 1st through 5th, don't respond to snarky.
Don't respond. I'm serious. I mean it, because the potential is really high for misunderstanding.
Yep.
And for the other person to respond in kind, matching your energy.
Yes.
So everyone's going to be feeling this. And if you can take the high road and just process that energy internally, or do whatever you have to do to ground it. I mean, in literally go outside, put your hands on the ground, take off your shoes and socks and put your feet on the ground, do some deep breathing, take your dog for a walk. I mean, any of those things, even just noticing your breath and coming back to yourself will be so helpful in terms of not escalating a situation that may not necessarily be an important enough issue to put so much energy in. But because it's an eclipse week and because we're in the middle of this kind of 2-week stretch, these issues, whatever they are, however they influence, come through individuals, however people may be feeling them. Maybe it's through an illness and they can't see the doctor, or they can't make an appointment with their advisor, or they can't get their professor to like agree with them, right?
Yeah.
Whatever it is, you just have to settle it. You just have to like take it and like pretend you're ironing.
Yep.
I'm just thinking about an iron, and you're just like ironing out whatever this issue is, but you're doing it in your mind on an ironing board, visualizing yourself ironing the ironing board of this problem, right? Mm. So that it doesn't go anywhere, because the whole week is filled with the moon, which is our emotional nature, making these quincunxes to the personal and outer planets.
Okay.
And it starts right at the beginning of the week.
Yeah.
We get to Wednesday, the 3rd. Moon quincunx the sun. Oh, so that's even like, are you feeling things?
Yeah.
Of course I am. You know, like moon quincunx Uranus.
Yes.
Oh, feeling a little tense? Yes.
Yes.
You know, willful? Yes.
Yes.
Moon square Mars, overreacting.
Okay.
We get to Thursday, moon quincunx Neptune. So you see what I mean?
Absolutely.
The moon is coming in. It's making these obtuse quincunxes to these big planets and personal planets and outer planets up in Aries and Taurus.
It sounds like a perfect week to practice letting go, which is what this release in Scorpio is. And to even just acknowledge, wow, these people are really annoying me. I'm going to practice not letting it annoy me. Seems like, you know what I mean? Like, it's a possible week for growth in that way.
Yes, absolutely.
Which relates to the Sabian symbols we were talking about, which is about aiming for the higher road, aiming for a higher intelligence, aiming for a non-ego-driven point of view. And that also is a card I've pulled. I use the Divine Feminine Oracle book. I'll just start there. It's the green, the green Tara, the Buddha of enlightened action. And her mantra is, my soul informs my every step. I do what my heart compels me to do, but it's from the point of view of enlightened response, like a, you know, a higher response. She is the action we take from a deeply rooted place within our heart. She is the energy that seeks to act in alignment with what will free us as we liberate others. It's also, there's a strong, with this card, a sense of like, do unto others as you would have done to you versus take it out on other people. So it's asking for a higher enlightened point of view. So just want to frame that as the launch point to these really two excellent Sabian symbols that you looked at.
Yeah. And I can also say, like, be the model.
Right.
You could be modeling the behavior that people around you really need.
Absolutely. Yes. That is the enlightened path.
So here's the Sabians, which are really, really interesting. So the moon is at 15 degrees Scorpio. This is the fire gate of the fixed line Scorpio. Scorpio. Mm. And what that means is that 15 Scorpio is, it's Beltane.
Yes.
It's May Day. It's halfway between the end of winter and the beginning of summer.
Yes.
And this particular visual image is children playing around five mounds of sand. And the keynote is early steps in the development of a mind seeking to be attuned to the higher level of human evolution.
Yeah.
So turn it up.
Turn
you know,
up,
like
yeah.
That's exactly what Dane Rudyard is interpreting that sign to be. And it's not every Beltane that we get a full
right.
moon eclipse.
Right.
Right on the degree, you know. So let me read the sun. The sun is at 15 Taurus. So the sun at 15 Taurus, it gives you the image of a figure, head covered with a rakish silk hat, muffled against the cold, a man braves a storm. And the keynote that Rudyard has written here is, the courage needed to meet the crises precipitated by social ambition.
Yeah.
I'm just
yeah.
going to read the paragraph under that.
Yes.
The man with the silk hat has seen some of his ambitious efforts bring him social success. But he learns that often, quote, nothing fails like success, unquote.
Mm-hmm.
The storm may be within him or it may attack his social status. He is ready to face it daringly. This shows a willingness to accept crises and to go through them and therefore build greater character, the soil upon which a higher kind of consciousness may develop.
Okay.
So if there is a storm that you are in the middle of, or arrive within, just know that it's something that you can rise above. You can kind of step above it. And
yeah.
that this whole idea of status or cultural...
I would say ego.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that doesn't really matter.
Yep, yeah.
So on Friday, just kind of give the week a good spin
yeah.
after the eclipse, right? Venus sextiles Jupiter. So this is also saying... Wow, you made it. You know, now's the time maybe to like have some fun.
Okay.
Venus sextile Jupiter is really a fun-loving expression.
Great.
And following that, the moon opposes Uranus. So this could also seem like maybe new possibilities might be revealed as part of this eclipse.
Yeah.
But I would say like after the full moon, maybe take some time out and follow your bliss.
Okay. Well, thank you. Let's hold it there.
Yes.
Listeners, please send us an email. You can email us at connect@sisterstargazers.com. If you have any questions about this, you can follow us on our website, sisterstargazers.com. Monday night, 7 p.m., tune into our live radio show on WMPG.org. You can even call the station to ask some questions. And just have a blissful week, everyone. Hold steady.
Yeah, stay in the bliss.
Thanks, Jude.
Thanks, Sarah. Bye for now, everyone.
Thanks for listening to Sister Stargazers. Let us know what worked for you this week. Find us on Facebook and post a comment at Sister Stargazers.